USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The world is outraged at images coming from the outskirts of Kyiv, where bodies are strewn across streets, yards, and in shallow graves. President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The U.S. will seek to remove Russia from the UN Human Rights Council. 26-year-old Dondre Martin has been arrested in connection to Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California. Police Chief Kathy Lester tells NBC News that they are searching for at least one other gunman.
Our team is actively working on it, and we're certainly continuing to identify people that were involved in this.
Six were killed and a dozen were wounded. The arrest came as the coroner identified the victims. The Dow rose by 104 points. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Two more Republicans have signaled their support for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will become the first black woman to be confirmed as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who have signaled support for the nomination. A bill protecting abortion rights in Colorado has been signed into law. Governor Jared Polis, in a statement, said the decision to start or end a pregnancy with medical assistance will remain between a person, their doctor, and their faith. The bill passed the Democratic-controlled legislature last month. It comes amid growing concerns by some that the conservative-leaning Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade this term. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday with help from technology and communication stocks. The major indexes all closed higher. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A businessman says more can be done to combat high prices at the pump.
The price of a gallon of gas broke records in many parts of the United States, and in an attempt to lower impact on consumers, the United States is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the strategic oil reserves. Andy Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He tells Fox News the president could do more for inflation and high gas prices.
All the president has to do is go out there and say, look, we're going to drill. We're going to approve these permits. We want funding for these companies that want to drill. We're going to put in pipelines. Energy prices would drop. The price of the pump would drop. If that doesn't happen, there's only one person you can blame, and that's Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk has taken a 9% stake in the social media company Twitter, making him the company's largest shareholder. Musk recently questioned whether the platform is undermining democracy. He also pondered starting a rival social media network. Either way, his purchase of more than 73 million shares is worth $2.9 billion. On Wall Street Monday, the Dow rose 104 points, the Nasdaq gained 271 points, the S&P 500 rose about 37 points, and the price of oil went up at least $4 a barrel. Listen to us anytime. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.